Mm-hmm. Tower Dollar Mission at Bay. Suffolk Achulin. Zutaras Pish. When we have a Suffolk by Chulin, this is referring to Taras Pish. We have previously that a Suffolk by Chulin, not Truma or Kutcher, is ruled leniently. And this is referring to the Tara of Preachers, those that are Prusha, those that are very machmer and eat their chulin bitara. Even when they're not eating tumor kachin, they make sure that it's taught. And Chazal teaches the big damn arts medris liparusha, that the clothing of an ignorant person who is not aware of Hilchos Tumah and Tara is considered a medris and avatuma when it comes to Purusha. If somebody who's a parish and eats his chulin bitara would come into contact with the clothing of an Amaret, he would become Tame. So too, if his food would come into contact with the garam of an Amaret, the food would become Tame. And if you have a Suffolk, whether or not the food or the parish himself came into contact with the begadim of an Amaret, that Suffolk is ruled leniently. And since may ikar adin, you are allowed to eat your chulin, even if they're Tame. Just these people are prushim, they're machmir, to eat their chulin only when it's tar. So if we have a Suffolk, whether their food had become tummy or tar, we would rule leniently and we would say that the food is tar. Suffolk shratim, kishas miti asa. If we have a Suffolk by shratim, we have a Suffolk whether shratim with matami food or not, the ruling would follow according to how we first found it. Meaning to say, if somebody takes the sharet that's frozen near food, and we don't know if the sharet came into contact with the food or not. And when we first looked, the sharet wasn't in contact with the food. It was a bit of a distance away from the food. Even though it's possible that at the time we threw the sharet did touch the food. But since when we first looked, the sharet wasn't in contact with the food, we would rule leniently. Suffolk nigon. Petrila tar achelo niskak lutuma. If we have a suffolk by a nega, somebody has the rats on his skin, and we have a suffolk, whether that's the rats is tame or not. We would be nega, we would be lenient if this is the first time that we are looking at the sarats and he is not yet tame from this sarats. In such a case, the Suffolk would be ruled leniently. Misha nizkak lutuma speko tame. But if he has already become tame from the saras, and now we have a Suffolk, whether the saras now has become tar, in such a case, the Suffolk would be ruled as being tame. And since he has already been tame from the saras, we are more machmer, and a Suffolk would be tame. Suffolk nizirus mutter. Somebody who has a Suffolk by nizirus. He is mutter, he would be allowed to drink wine and be metame lemesa. For example, somebody who says, I take upon myself to be another, if this heap of tefillah in front of me is the amount of 100 quart. And when they went to check to see if that heap of tefillah has 100 quart, the tefillah was already gone. So we have no way of knowing whether he had taken upon himself the nazirus or not, whether the netter is chal or not. So he has a suffix whether he is another or not. He would be mutter, he would not be considered a nazir, as in such a case, if somebody takes upon itself to be a nazir, al tnai makes a condition, and we have no way of knowing whether that condition is fulfilled or not, he would not be a nazir. Suffik b'chor, if we have a suffik, whether a person or a behema is a b'chor or not, echad b'chorei adam, ve'echad b'chorei behema, whether the suffik is whether a child is a b'chor, and you're m'chor to give 5 songs to the coin, or whether we have a suffik, whether a behema is a b'chor, and you mechuyis to give the b'chor to the kohen. Bein tameya, bein tahor, whether the suffix is by the b'chor of a behema tameya, or the b'chor of a chamor, the din is you have to give a set to the kohen in exchange for the b'chor, and we have a suffix, whether the chamor is a b'chor or not, or whether the suffix is by the b'chor of a behema tahorah, that the din is that the b'chor is given to the kohen, and it is brought as a korban, the din is shamayti mechavero, Olav, Haraya, the one who is mighty is the one who has to bring the Raya. The Kohen is a Motzi. He wants to take the Behor or the 5 Slum or the Seth from you. So therefore, he has to bring a Raya that it's a Behor, and he has no way of doing so. If he has no way of knowing whether it's a Behor or not, so therefore, the Behor would not have to be given to the Kohen, and in the case of a Behor Adam, the 5 Slum would not have to be given to the Kohen, since it's a suffix by Mammon, it's a suffix whether you're Mechuyev Mammon, whether you're Mechuyev to give the 5 Slum or the Behor to the Kohen, and any time we have a suffix by Mammon, the din is that the Mighty is the one who has to bring the Rai, the Kohen has to bring the Rai, so therefore, since he cannot bring a Rai, you would not have to give the Behor to the Kohen. However, in such a case, that there's a suffix by the Behor of Behemoth Torah, even though, as we said, Mesafi, you wouldn't have to give it to the Kohen, since I'm Maitim Mechaber Olav Araya. But you cannot eat it without a mum either. That is a din. But a Behor Behemoth Torah cannot be eaten out of the Mizbeah without a mum. As Mesafi, we have to be Machmer. And since we have a Suffolk Midaraya, maybe it is a Behor and it has Kedusha and cannot be eaten until it has a mum. So therefore, you would wait until it had the mum. Only then would you be allowed to shacht it. After it had the mum, you can shacht it and eat it. You wouldn't have to give it to the kohen. A woman that has a suffix, whether she's mechuyev korbanos or not, what are the kids? A woman that has a suffix, whether she's mechuyev 5 sets of korbanos for leda, for giving birth, or she has a suffix, whether she's mechuyev 5 sets of korbanos for zivos, for being a zava. As it didn't, that a woman that gives birth has to bring a set of korbanos, and so to a woman that a zava, she sees down for 3 straight days, also has to bring a set of korbanos. And a woman who has a suffix, whether she's mechuyev 5 sets of korbanos for leda or for ziva. For example, a woman has a miscarriage and she doesn't know whether the child that was miscarried has a din of a leda or not. Or she has a suffix whether she is a zava or just a regular nida. And this suffix occurred 5 times. So she has a suffix whether she's mechuyev 5 sets of korbanos, or maybe she's mechuyev a few sets of korbanos, less than 5, or maybe she's not mechuyev any korbanos at all. At each one of the 5 times, there's a suffix whether she was mechuyev a set of korbanos or not. The din is, mevia korban echad, vocheles bezvachim, veinashar alehacho. She would bring only one korban. She would bring a chatas ha'ov. That's the only korban she would bring. She wouldn't even bring one full set. She would bring only one single korban, which is a chatas ha'ov. And then she would be allowed to eat kajim after. She'd bring that chatas ha'ov. And the rest of the korbanos that she has a suffix, whether she's mechuyev or not, she would not have to bring. And it didn't. That a woman that is a zav, or a woman that gave birth, she's not allowed to eat kajim until she brings her korbanos. And after she brings one of her korbanos, after she would bring even just a chatas ha'ov, she would be allowed to eat kajim. So therefore, since this woman, may suffix, would not be allowed to eat kajim, so we do allow her to bring the chatas ha'ov, may suffix. Even though normally a woman cannot bring a chatas if she has a suffix, whether she's mechuyev or not. But there is an exception, which is a chatas ha'ov. When the chatas is brought from an oaf, then it would be allowed to be brought, may suffix, just it cannot be eaten by the kohen. So therefore, in order to allow this woman to eat kajim, we allow her to bring one single chatas ha'ov. Even though she has a suffix that maybe she's mechuyev 5 sets of korbanos, so she would have to bring 5 chatas ha'ov. We don't allow her to bring all 5. We tell her, bring just one. And that one korban would be sufficient to allow her to eat kajim, even though she might be mechuyev 5 sets of korbanos. And that is a din. That even though a woman might be mechuyev to bring 5 sets of korbanos, by bringing one korban, she's allowed to eat kajim. Just like a person who had become tummy 5 times, when he immerses in the mikvah once, he is now tar. So too, a woman that's mechuyev to bring 5 sets of korbanos, by bringing one set of korban, or just one chatas ha'ov, she would now be allowed to eat kajim. So therefore, since it's only one chatas ha'ov that stands in her way from eating kajim, even though normally a chatas is not allowed to be brought me suffix, we allow her to bring the chatas ha'ov, just it cannot be eaten by the kohen, and since it's a suffix, whether she is mechuyev or not. After she brings the chatas ha'ov, she is now allowed to eat kajim, and we don't allow her to bring any other korbanos, since she has a suffix, whether she is mechuyev or not.